Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple. I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Now, first of all, a very big thank you for all your messages in response to releasing the Career Confidence Toolkit. It has been so lovely to hear from so many of you. Either those just at the start downloading the book and getting some first impressions of it, and even those keen beans amongst you who have worked through a lot of the exercises already. It is absolutely amazing to hear your feedback and to know the impact that the book is having. If you haven't got your copy yet, you can do so either on Amazon by searching for the Career Confidence Toolkit, or even just Nicola Semple, or you can also find it on my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. Thank you again to everybody who has reached out. It really does mean a lot. Now, you just need to open a newspaper or go onto any news website to hear about the massive progress being made with automation and artificial intelligence, and also about the potential impact this is going to have on jobs and the way that we work. Elon Musk has been quoted as saying that AI is going to make paid work redundant. I'm not completely convinced by that. In fact, when I read it, I had a little smile because I was reminded of something that John Maynard Keynes said. If you haven't come across Maynard Keynes, he was an economist back in the 1930s, and he wrote an essay called Economic Possibility for Our Grandchildren. He predicted that when his grandchildren grew up, labour-saving technology could make a 15-hour work week possible. Because we've got that modern technology to support us in the workplace and at home, Maynard Keynes suggested that one of our most pressing issues would be how to decide how we occupy all of our leisure time. Now, it's pretty clear that his prediction didn't come true, and I'm not convinced that Elon Musk's prediction will come true either. However, it is clear that the world is changing at breakneck speed, and in this ever-evolving professional landscape, the ability to adapt and grow is more crucial than ever. The knowledge and skills we have might be highly valued right now, but they can become outdated in the blink of an eye. So if we're not continuously learning and developing, it's going to leave us in a tricky position. So acquiring new knowledge, new skills, new competencies, it's no longer just a nice to have. It's an imperative for anyone that wants long-term career success and fulfillment. Just to add to this, there was some research carried out in 2019 by the Institute for the Future, and that research said that 85% of the jobs that will exist in 2030 hadn't been invented yet. So I'm recording this episode in the first half of 2024. It is mind-blowing to think that 85% of jobs that will exist in 6 years' time hadn't been invented 5 years ago. How can we possibly plan the trajectory of our career when the landscape is changing so rapidly? The job market is changing so rapidly. Fields that were once considered stable and unchanging are now subject to disruption. We've got innovations like artificial intelligence, automation, digital transformation, and they are all revolutionising the way that work's performed. So you can see that if we're not continuously updating our knowledge and skill sets, then we're putting ourselves in a very precarious position. Our expertise might no longer align with the current needs of our industry, and that makes us less valuable and potentially replaceable. But on the flip side, people who embrace continuous learning equip themselves with the adaptability and the resilience needed to navigate these changes. They will be able to pivot into different roles, into different industries, if and when it's required. So today I want to talk to you about how you can embrace continuous learning and how you can do so to future-proof yourself and your career. So the first thing is that continuous learning will help you hone your critical thinking and your problem-solving skills. And these are the types of skills that are valued, no matter what industry or profession you're in. It's that ability to think critically that sets humans apart from automated systems. So as you engage with new ideas, fresh perspectives, you're building your ability to approach challenges from multiple angles and to think in innovative and flexible ways. As the world we live in becomes increasingly complex, the problems that we're going to be grappling with will become increasingly complex. So having that capacity to think critically and problem solve will give you the edge over other people and also over emerging technology. Even better, if you can learn how to use this emerging technology as part of your problem-solving process, but it will then be your brain power, your input, your critical thinking that will set you apart and allow you to come up with really effective solutions to problems. A commitment to continuous learning also fuels creativity and innovation. And I think it's important to clarify here, when I'm talking about continuous learning, I'm not just talking about learning related to your job. That's important. But it's also important to have a mindset of being open and curious and learning in all aspects of your life. It could be that taking up a new hobby makes you feel more creative and inspired, which then leads you to be more creative in the solutions you come up with in a work context. When you start to expose yourself to different perspectives and ideas, you can generate new insights and connections, which can lead to more innovative solutions. You've probably heard quite a lot of talk about growth mindset, basically the belief that our abilities and our intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. A commitment to continuous learning is also a commitment to a growth mindset, where we embrace challenges, we learn from setbacks, we strive to continuously improve in all that we do. There's a rather cheesy cliche that there is no failure, only feedback. And if you adopt a continuous learning approach, this is absolutely true. When you try something for the first time, you won't get it right, but you will learn from it. And if you keep on trying, you'll build resilience and ultimately have a more rewarding and fulfilling professional life because you're expanding your knowledge and growing your skills. I want to encourage you to embrace continuous learning in its widest context. A lot of times when people think about learning, they think about formal qualifications and training courses. And that is one component of learning, but it's not the only component. There are a wealth of opportunities available to you every single day that don't involve time or money to access. It could be getting involved in a project team outside your normal scope of responsibilities. It could be doing some pro bono work for a charity so that you can work with different types of people. It could be reading books, listening to podcasts, engaging with online communities. There has never been a better time or more opportunities for us all to engage in a culture of continuous learning. In fact, I would argue that the biggest challenge is narrowing down where we want to focus our learning, because the opportunities are so vast. I also want to encourage you to take charge of your own learning. I'm all for organisations supporting people to help them to learn, whether that be a training and development programme, or coaching, or mentoring. I do believe that organisations have a duty to their employees to help them to learn. However, not every organisation has that commitment. You and I can both argue that they should, but some of them just don't, and we've got very little control over that. And also, not every organisation has the budget, particularly at the moment, when many companies are having to batten down the hatches and focus on working their way through an economic downturn. So all of that to say, you need to take charge and take control of your own learning. People will often come to me and say they want to work with a coach, and together we'll put together a business case for them to ask their employer for funding. And then if for whatever reason they don't get the funding, we'll then have a conversation about how they can't afford to proceed with the coaching. Now, there are some instances where people just cannot afford it. I get it. And I try to provide as many free resources as I can to help people who are not in a financial position to get the support they need. But there are also times when I do need to challenge people and say, can you really not afford it? Or are you choosing not to invest your own money in your development? And again, if they're choosing not to invest their money in their development, that's entirely up to them. But choosing not to invest is very different to not being able to afford something. So to put it in simple terms, is it more important to you to have the weekend away with your friends rather than paying for a coaching program? Maybe the weekend away is more important, but I want my clients to be honest with themselves. If you're going to make a commitment to continuous learning so that you're well positioned to ride the waves of a turbulent professional landscape, then sometimes it could involve you investing your own money to make that learning happen. So to sum up, in this rapidly evolving world of work in which we operate, continuous learning is no longer an option. It's a necessity for anyone that wants to be successful in their career long term. By committing to ongoing personal and professional development, you can stay relevant, adaptable, and competitive. And you can also hone important skills like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and innovation. Ultimately, continuous learning isn't just a strategy for career advancement. It's a mindset, it's a way of thinking, and a way of being that's going to empower you to navigate the ever-changing landscape of work. Having a passion for gaining knowledge and genuinely enjoying learning is going to keep you interested and relevant for years to come. And personally, I think it makes work a lot more fun. That's all for today. If you would appreciate some support to help you build your learning strategy, I'd love to support you with that. You can set up a time to talk about how we might work together by going to nicholassemple.com/chat. As I said at the start of the podcast, my new book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, is now available. You can purchase on Amazon or through my website by going to nicholassemple.com/book. And if you would like to keep in contact, you can join my mailing list by going to nicholassemple.com/backyourself. And as well as getting instant access to my Back Yourself guide, I'll send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.